A new law in Montana, its backers said, was designed to cut down on fraud, could instead make it more difficult for some Montanans to vote. During the 2021 session, lawmakers passed a measure that prohibits the practice of collecting and delivering voters' sealed absentee ballots for monetary benefit. But Alex Raitt, legal director of the ACLU of Montana, says the law's ambiguous language could have a number of effects. For instance, on someone living in a retirement home who has a staff member deliver their ballot to the mail.
Vulnerable communities, such as seniors or people living in assisted living who need the assistance of others, are going to be particularly impacted by these types of voting restrictions.
A similar Montana law was struck down as unconstitutional in 2020. The new law is part of a wave of other Republican-sponsored bills in Montana and other states that aim to secure elections. Ballot collection is important in Montana because so much of the state is rural. Raitt says having ballots collected is especially helpful for the state's indigenous communities, where post offices and election offices may be far away. He also notes Native Americans have faced racism in the town's bordering reservations.
You can imagine that it's not on the top of somebody's list to go expose yourself to that type of racism and discrimination and hostility in order to cast your ballot.
Raitt says the law could have a chilling effect on voting, because potential voters might assume the law applies to them, when in fact the restrictions are much narrower than they understand.
I think that there is a real danger that we're going to see ballots going uncounted as a result of this particular law.
Raitt says the ACLU of Montana aims to have an injunction in place by next year to prevent the ballot collection ban from going into effect before the 2022 elections. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.